you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. It's a Friday edition of the show. Last night, we had some great JUCO basketball here on KOAL. A little bit disappointing the way it ended with USU Eastern letting the number 12th ranked team Salt Lake off of the hook with a 73-72 setback. We'll talk more JUCO in just a bit. Tonight here on KOAL, we have another basketball game for you as the Emory Spartans open up Region 15 play to take on the Manti Templars. It's just the beginning of what we have ahead for you tomorrow. We have doubleheader action beginning at 3 p.m. The Colorado Northwestern Spartans come into town to take on the USU Eastern Eagles. We'll bring you the women's game at 3. And then at 7, we're going to head up the street for Carbon Emory. As you can see, there's a lot of basketball coming your way this weekend on KOAL. We're going to start previewing the weekend action right now and bring in Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartans. Coach, hopefully you had a great Christmas break.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to get away a little bit and also nice to get back and get the kids in the gym and get going again.
Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago since we've played an actual home game, but that's what we get tonight. You guys will take on the Manti Templars. Here we go, Region 15 play. The second season is just about to take off. It's an exciting time.
Really exciting for us. You know, we're anxious to get region play started and got a quality team with Manti coming in and should be a good night tonight.
Manti's always they're always quality. I think you hit it right on the head. They're always quality. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. A little bit down this year in basketball, maybe. You take a look at some of the losses that they have, some of the common opponents that you guys have gone toe-to-toe with as well. Should be a favorable matchup, but Manti, you just really, you never can tell. I mean, their last outing, I think it was a 30-point win over Millard, if I remember right. So this is a pretty good basketball team when it's all said and done, I think.
Yeah, they really are. They get after you. You know, they play at least 10 players, if not 11 or 12, throughout the game, rotate a lot of people in and out, real aggressive, real physical, full court press, you know, high possession game. So should be an interesting night.
Anytime you go up a team that wants to run 10, 11, or 12 deep, I think this is going to be a challenge for you guys, right? I mean, you want to run 7 or 8 deep, and so you got to find a way to keep these kids fresh and keep up with fresh legs on the opposite side of the court.
Well, that's, you know, you hit it right on the head. That's the thing with our team that I've been struggling with a little bit is our depth, and I don't think it's a lack of quality players. It's just a lack of trust on my part to insert some of those kids into the lineup, and I'm getting more comfortable with that. And you know, we've got to do that, especially in a game like tonight where it's going to be up and down a little bit, and try to keep some fresh legs on the floor.
You guys have had a lot of success over the last 2 years in region play, back-to-back region champions, going for that third consecutive league title. That's always difficult to do. But, I mean, the first game really can set the tone, not only for the second matchup against Manti, but really for the entire schedule that you guys have, the next 9 games after this.
Yeah, you know, it's important to protect your home court in that region play. You have a real difficult time winning a region championship, giving a game away at home, and so we've got to get things started off right here tonight with Manti, and you know, we've kind of had I don't know if you'd call it a rivalry, but it's been a game that you know, since they beat us in that state championship a few years ago, it's a game that our guys have really looked forward to and have a little extra edge about. And you know, our lonely region loss last year was at Manti, so it's kind of been a, you know, back and forth way with these guys, and our guys have a little bit more of an edge tonight about them, I'm sure.
Now, Manti's played a couple of more games than you guys, obviously, but they have scored more points so far this season. I think the big stat that stands out to me, Coach, they've given up like 770 points. I mean, a lot of teams are able to score on this Manti squad, which kind of bodes well for you guys. I know you want to get out, you want to run, you want to score a lot of points, and this seems to be a team that's giving up a lot of points so far this season.
Well, and you know, sometimes whether you give up points or don't give up points is a little bit deceptive. I think Manti plays high possession games. They full court press. They shoot quick. They don't, you know, they're very impatient on offense. They're willing to throw it in the air in a hurry, and so sometimes you score a lot of points that way. But just like you're talking about, they give up a lot of points as well. you know, it's quite a contrast with what we played Wednesday with Beaver, because they played a real low possession game. And I, you know, sometimes you say, well, their defense is really great because they're only giving up 40 points a game or whatever. But defense doesn't play into it as much when they're you know, making 14, 15 passes a possession and it's a low possession game. So they're almost playing defense with their offense. And so, you know, the other side of the coin is Manti, who is the other extreme, who just really, you know, forces you into an up-tempo game, and we're comfortable playing that way, probably more comfortable playing that way than the low possession game, and so should be interesting tonight.
They have a lot of different players that can score the basketball. The only individual that is averaging double figures at this point in time is Max Stevens. He's an all-around athlete. This was a kid that we really had to prepare for, I know, for football as well. A senior averaging about 11 points a game. Has he stood out to you, Coach, when you watch tape or when you game plan for Manti?
Well, he really is. I think he's the best all-around player. Not as good a three-point shooter as some of the other kids on their team, but he can make plays. You know, driving to the basket and finding the open man, and I think he's their most complete player. And we've really got to know where he's at and try to stop his dribble penetration. He gets a lot of his points off steals in their press and converting that into offense for himself as well. So, a very nice athlete, really good basketball player. You know, he's going to be a focal point of our defense.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, let's talk about your defense. We've seen a couple of different looks from you guys throughout the non-league season, 2-3, 3-2 zone, a couple of different things that you guys have done. What do you feel most comfortable with now that we're in region play?
Well, I think, you know, that 2-3 zone's been our mainstay defense for years, and our guys are really comfortable playing that way. But at the same time, I think teams really prepare for that, and they have good zone attacks to really, you know, put some pressure on us offensively. And so we've kind of mixed it up, and we've gone to that 3-2 to try to throw people off balance a little bit. We've also played some man-to-man stuff that, you know, it's not stuff that we're going to get into for long periods of time, but to try to change the other team's focus offensively. And, you know, against Beaver, I thought our full court press was pretty effective a few times. I think we turned them over three or four times and altered the tempo of the game a little bit with it in the third quarter. And so, you know, we 2-3 is what we try to do. That's our mainstay, but we try to deal off that with three or four other things just to try to change the focus.
With region play taking off tonight, I mean, really, you look around Region 15, there isn't a squad in this region that has a horrible record. I mean, everyone has won at least four games so far this season. That's not the case when you take a look at some of the other regions in the 2A classifications. I mean, there are some bottom-feeding teams. I think Region 16 and Region 15, though, have the most consistency. Do you believe this is the toughest region in the 2A classification?
Well, it's a, you know, I think it's a very good region, and I think throughout, you know, top to bottom, it's real solid this year. I don't think there's really any you know, down teams in our region this year, and so we've got to be prepared to play every night. You know, to bring who they've played preseason wise. I think Layton Christian, I think, is ranked second in the state, and I think they have a losing record and have a 5-game losing streak right now. But you know, they've played some very good 4A, 5A teams and some out-of-state teams as well as Summit Academy. And so records right now don't really mean a lot as far as quality of teams you're playing. And so, you know, once you get playing common opponents and have an idea of where people stack up, you might have a little better look at who's good and who's not.
Let's fast forward here a bit, Coach. We'll talk about the game on Saturday. It'll be the second and final meeting between you guys and Carbon High this season. Very entertaining game the first time out. Carbon was a game opponent. You guys were able to make a couple of more plays down the stretch and grab the victory. This time it goes on the road, and that's always a very fun environment. I mean, it's a lot smaller gym. It's not going to be as packed, but it's going to appear to be just as packed, and it's going to be a lot louder because of the small proximity of this gym that they play in.
Well, and I'll tell you the same way I'll tell our guys. That's as fun a high school atmosphere as you'll see in any sports. Us and Carbon, and the rivalry that we've had over the years, and and it's a fun environment to play in, and our kids revel in it a little bit, and looking forward to a great game over there tomorrow night.
What did you think of Carbon the first time you guys went toe-to-toe with them? I mean, they got a lot of outside shooters. They got a very talented big in Kyle Quinton. You guys did a good job, I thought, defensively, really limiting their ability from beyond the arc. But they still somehow found a way to make that a game. What was your takeaway?
I thought, they came in and really played hard. And if you get, young kids to play hard, you're going to be in every game you play. And I thought Carbon did that real well against us. And it was an entertaining game. It was back and forth a little bit and got tight, and some big plays were made. And I expect the same thing tomorrow night.
It's definitely a fun game, no doubt. It comes right after a league contest. Schedule's a little bit different in that regard. You guys start off Region 15 play. I know some teams, once they start league play, they're off and rolling with it the remainder of the season. Not for you guys. You get a break, and then you get a rivalry game with Carbon. Then after that, it's nothing but league games from here on out.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a scheduling quirk. We tried to get Carbon over the Christmas break to kind of soften that 2 weeks off there, but it didn't work out. They were going to a tournament, and this was the date that we could kind of nail down with them. And so, just the way it is, it's a lot of games in a hurry coming back off of a 2 week break, but that kind of gets us back into game shape and get ready for the rest of this league play.
And as you and I were talking about off of the air, that game against Beaver was definitely a game that you liked coming out of a long two-week break.
Definitely. Those are the kind of games that I think your kids really learn from. It was right to the wire. They missed a couple of shots with their last possession that could have tied the game up. And when you put kids in those kind of situations, you really find out what they're made out of, and they learn a lot. And we made a couple of big free throws at the end and missed a couple at the end, and turned it over on a couple of possessions, had some steals on a couple of possessions. And when the game's on the line and there's high anxiety, that's where kids, I really think, develop.
Coach, it's always fun to talk to you. Best of luck against Manti and against Carbon. And hopefully we can add a third consecutive region crown to the trophy case. It's tough to do. They always say the third one's the toughest.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. And we're not looking that far ahead right now. We just want to beat Manti tonight. And so that's where our focus is.
Well, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sure enough, we'll look forward to it, Jordan. Thanks.
Absolutely. That's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sporting Boys basketball team. Again, tonight, Emory will take on Manti. We will bring you live coverage beginning at 6:30 with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. Tip-off is scheduled for 7. And then tomorrow night, Emory will take on Carbon. Again, we'll bring you the play-by-play call with coverage beginning at 6:30. We're going to break for just a moment, but we do have plenty more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll move over to talk some NFL playoff action here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.